Blackstone Audio presents Red Star Over Hollywood, The Film Colony's Long Romance with the Left, by Ronald Radosh and Alice Radosh. Preface. Hollywood politics has become the subject of a national comic monologue. We are amused by actors who toy with political and social ideas, adopting and discarding them with equal caprice, and treating them as the intellectual equivalent of fashion statements. It is now de rigueur to have not only a special cause of one's own, but even, a la Barbara Streisand, a paid full-time political advisor. The political fads that sweep through Tinseltown involve career far more than conscience. Looking back at Hollywood 50 years ago, we see something quite different. A life-and-death political drama that placed the film colony at the center of post-war politics. A script of this drama has been created by a generation's worth of memoirs and histories, as well as films and documentaries. In it, the communist screenwriters, directors, and actors are the heroes, liberals in a hurry, who knew little about the malignity of Stalinism. The villains in the piece are the House Committee on Un-American Activities, HUAC, which summoned these good people to name the names of their friends and co-workers. The Hollywood moguls, who capitulated to the paranoia sweeping through American life and blacklisted honest idealists. The liberals, who turned their backs while this outrage took place. And, worst of all, the ex-communist friendly witnesses who cooperated with HUAC, testifying about their experiences in the party and betraying people they had known for half a lifetime. As a result of this scoundrel time, so the story goes, Hollywood descended from comedy to anger, and from a golden age of socially relevant filmmaking to the escapist and sentimental films of the 1950s and early 1960s. Not only was a great industry wrecked, but even worse, according to this script, the events of that period led America into the great fear of McCarthyism and on to Richard Nixon, the Vietnam War, and a right-wing takeover by Ronald Reagan, later resurrected by George W. Bush. This fable of innocence destroyed by malice has acquired an almost irresistible sanctity during half a century of telling and retelling. It has become the consensus view of a troubled time, and the story that Hollywood tells itself each night when it goes to sleep. But is it true? Our intention is to look once again at what really happened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?